Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Can you hear me, Miss Kayla?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I thought I had you on mute. I'm sorry. How are you today, Deanna?
I'm doing good.
What's funny?
You asked me how I was. I was like, I just had a really bad call.
Yeah,
Is
it the Fragrant Jewel call?
Yes.
That we were talking about in the group? Yeah, so
yeah.
Actually why I was calling you to go over that call.
Okay.
So, this customer called in at 1:05.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 minutes into the call, she began to ask for a supervisor. Now, 1:05 to 1:10 should have been when you, or 1:10 should have been when we received that request, the customer needs a supervisor, who can I send it to? But you posted in the Teams group at 1:16, which was an additional 5 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about there was a whole lot of holding on the call for one.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly was the reasoning for the holds throughout the entire call?
Well, I had already finished typing up her notes for her cancellation. And I've had this with like a couple of calls today where I submit the note as solved and it goes through and it's solved and whatnot, but then I go back and then it disappears. On her particular call, it was showing that she wasn't even a user. So I'm like, what's happening here? So I was going through that. It took me a couple minutes to do that. Then she asked for a soup twice. So I was updating the notes to say that I had transferred her. As you can see, I made three notes. So I was actually in the midst, almost about to transfer her when she called me dumb on the phone. So I had everything typed up for her call. And I think, like, even when I dispositioned it as customer service, it still saves, like, what I had put in there. But so it was just typing up notes. And then I was trying to get, like, all the information to initiate the transfer, like, get the Fragrant Jewels, and then this is her name, this is her email, and this is the reason, and everything like that. And then just waiting for a response from y'all as far as who I can transfer to, which I know, like you said, I submitted that late. But, no, I didn't want to talk to that lady anymore. I wasn't trying to keep her on hold or anything like that. So, I mean, that wasn't – it might have sounded annoying to her, but I was actually trying to transfer her because I don't have any reason to keep her on my phone. I already know that, like, if we have a delivery that shows that the tracking is delivered, that you can't refund for that. So,
mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first note on the account was left at 11:09. It says 11:09, but you know that's obviously 1:09 because the time stamp is different.
Yeah.
At 1:09, the first note was left. So you posted in Teams at 1:16 that we needed a supervisor. I posted
mm-hmm.
it literally 1 minute after that at 1:17 and gave you three different supervisor names. At 1:18, you wrote in your notes, customer called you a retard and you gave her a warning, and then customer asked for a supervisor and that you transferred. Then at 1:23, correction. So what was the holdup between 1:18 and or 1:17 when I gave you those three supervisor names up to 1:23 when you came back and said that you released the line?
That's a total of 6 minutes. Like I said, I was just gathering the information for the transfer.
Okay.
So
well,
I could put
it
that
doesn't
up.
Take, but the email in the little comments that you send over, customer requesting soup on refund, product already shipped. It doesn't have to have anything
okay,
else.
Okay, so we don't got to do.
The email
okay,
and
so
the
we don't
order
have
ID
to do
number should be fine.
All right.
And
then I didn't actually, like, if you listen to the call, when I said that, okay, I'm releasing the line, I was on the call a bit longer than that afterwards trying to finish up notes to say, hey, I didn't actually transfer her. I did this. So.
Okay. Let's talk about the part into the call where the customer says she would like to speak to someone else. She knows how call centers work and you have her on an extended hold. laughed at her.
Yeah, she was saying a whole bunch of stuff and not giving me a chance to respond. So at that point in time, I was just like, what the hell? You know, it was just one of those moments. So I probably should have not had that on the call, but I wasn't trying to.
Yeah, you got to keep your, you got to always remain professional. Even though these customers will take or try to take you there, there's no reason for you to even get there because of the fact that they're a customer. And we're a call center, so we have to always remain professional on our calls and not ever scoop down to their level because at the end of the day, this is our job. This is our money that we have to, you know, that we need. So it doesn't make the company look good. It doesn't make a good reflection as to how the call went on the agent.
Mm-hmm.
There was another thing I wanted to talk to you about, the ending of the call. So she was talking to someone in the background and she was saying, you know, how call centers hire dumb people, things like that. She wasn't directly speaking to you. So that, and then on top of that, you also placed her on a hold right before the comments were being said back and forth between her and someone in the background. So we wouldn't have been able to consider that a personal attack towards us because she wasn't technically personally attacking you at that time. You had her on a hold, so you were technically not supposed to hear anything that she was saying, and then also not acknowledge what she was saying when it was heard, her speaking with someone else. So we can't disconnect the call like that if they're not directly personally attacking us. She would have had to be on the phone, you two, speaking back and forth to one another, and then at that point her call you out of your name or disrespect you or however it went. And then at that point, you know, I did ask you earlier not to, you know, verbally attack. So at this point, I have to move on to the next call. Thanks for calling Fragrant Jewels. And then just release the line. But we can't just acknowledge anything that they're saying when they're not speaking to us directly. We're not supposed to acknowledge that. That's also scooping down to their level. And we have to be way more professional than that. There was a time in the call where you offered an upsell. Now, sometimes you message me in Teams and give me email addresses and you say, hey, I didn't offer an upsell because this customer was highly upset. What made you offer an upsell on this one when the customer was highly upset?
Oh, that was I don't remember doing that too many times. I offered her an upsell because I have it in my notes that we only don't offer saves when they're adamant. So you'll see that I didn't offer any saves, but I just thought that was something we had to do.
Yeah, no, they're just irate like she was irate. I mean, you didn't offer your saves. I wouldn't try to upsell her anything because obviously she doesn't want the product. She's already adamant about wanting to cancel the subscription. So you would just do away with offering the upsell as well.
Okay.
We can't hang up on customers. Like I just I try to explain. We want to kind of try to reconcile the account, calmly speak to them in a calm manner. Hey, I understand your frustration. I do understand you're upset. However, in our policy, it doesn't say that we can refund if a product has already shipped. I wish you would have contacted us a little sooner than that. We could have possibly made some proper adjustments to the account or see what could have been done at an earlier state. But these, you know, transaction took place 3 months ago. We're just now hearing about you not receiving the product. So I'm so sorry about that. As far as with the latest shipment, we can definitely cancel it, refund it because it has not shipped. And then I can just resend out to you what you previously said you didn't receive. So you want to just kind of come at them.
I did tell her that I refunded her current order, and I did refund her current order.
You did. But as far as with the beginning of the call and the beginning of the subscription where she said that she never received anything and asked for a refund, it could have been explained a little bit more differently, just a little bit more empathizing, I guess. Empathy could have been shown a little bit better. Hey, I'm so sorry to hear this. I really wish that there was something we could do. You want a supervisor? Sure. Let me place you on a brief hold, gather your notes on the account, and get this information over to a supervisor immediately. You don't have to, because it just kind of went on for like 10 extra minutes, and she was just on hold the entire time. And you can hear she just kept getting frustrated because she wasn't even sure as to why the call was lasting that long when she asked to speak to someone else. He would have just transferred her over. And then especially after we posted in the Teams group the supervisor names as to who you could send the call to. So you just gotta don't let them take you there because we're having a good day today and we're not going to let these customers kind of mess it up. this is going to go into the system as a developmental coaching, because for one, it was excessive holds. You laughed at the customer, which is just plain unprofessionalism. You hung up on the customer when she wasn't directly personally attacking you at that point. So we can't accept those type of calls. You have to just woosah, put them on hold. If you can't deal with them because they're just at you like that and taking you there, just message one of us in Teams, hey, who can I get this customer to? I can't do it. I can't handle her. She's just too upset, and it's going to make me, you know, it's going to make my call bad. And we can tell you who to send the call to. Just transfer them over. Give them the information that's needed and transfer them over. You can go into follow-up work and work on your notes and everything else that you have to do, but definitely don't keep them on the line for so long when they've asked 5 minutes into the call to get a supervisor.
Okay. If in a situation like that, can I message you and tell you, like, I'm in follow-up work because I'm trying to transfer the customer over quickly?
That is not a problem at all. If any time that if you see me messaging you, hey, please move to ready, or hey, do you need help, just tell me what you're doing. Or if I jump on your screen and see that you're notating, I can let everyone else know who's looking at, you know, everyone's statuses and say, hey, Deanna's working on a Google Doc, or Deanna's notating in an account. So that way nobody else will message you asking if you need help. That's completely fine. But just so that we know, if it's going to take a little bit longer, hey, I had to get this customer over, I have a big note to write. If it's okay, I'm going to be in follow-up.
Okay.
That won't be a problem at all.
So, you said that it's going to go in the system as developmental coaching. Is that the same as a write-up?
Well, if it's in the system, it is. But it's technically more so like an email write-up, follow-up type thing. Coaching and counseling will be considered a write-up, which is the next step after developmental. And then after coaching and counseling, it's a verbal warning in the system, and then a written warning in the system, and then a suspension. So as you go up the ladder, the steps kind of get a little bit more severe. But this is your first infraction that you've had in the last 90 days. I can see you don't have any prior documentation listed in the system. But this will fall off after 90 days should you not have any other production issues come about where it leads to disciplinary action being issued in the system.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I understand.
Do you have any questions for me, or is there anything else that I can...
No, I'm just kind of upset and bummed about the whole situation. I know it was a bad call.
So much better than that. Yes, and it's just like it's not expected from you, especially because I know how good you do on your calls. You're like one of the top tier agents. And I know that that one just kind of took you there, and I'm mad that it did because you do so well. But I know that it was just, you know, a bump in the road, and it'll get better. Do you ever need just an ER break from calls like that, let us know. We can improve it real quick and get you back on track.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Ms. Kayla.
Okay. Well, you caught me, Deanna, but you're welcome. All right. I'll let you get back on your calls. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.